Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Answers to some of the biggest questions you have about the Bible and church history. Here's a highlight from another special Ask the Professor edition of Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Dr. Mark Muska and Dr. Brad Sickler from University of Northwestern, St. Paul, made their way into the studio once more and tackled your questions by phone and email. Here was their answer to a compelling question on heaven from a listening friend.
I'm wrestling with the idea of different levels of reward in heaven. What does the Bible mean when it describes that and the different levels of heaven?
Yeah, this has been debated quite a bit. Again, it's one of those things we don't know for sure because it's in the afterlife and nobody has been there and come back and told us with any kind of authority at all. So we can only speculate. The Bible does talk about rewards. Paul, for example, and James both talk about crowns that they will be given for their service. Paul says this in 2 Timothy, his last letter, that the crown of righteousness awaits him and all those who love the appearing of Christ in 2 Timothy 4:8. And so it appears as though there will be rewards or crowns that people will receive for distinguished work, you would say. Almost like the United States handing out the Congressional Medal of Honor or something like that to special people. But then, you know, the response is, well, wait a minute. I thought the ground was level at the cross. I thought there were no super saints and just regular saints and that. It's, why are some going to get rewards and others not? Well, I think you need to step back for a minute. The lowest private in the army of God in heaven is going to be so filled with joy and completely enraptured with the presence of Christ and of God Almighty. I don't think anybody's going to be pockets out complaining about heaven, you know, of not enjoying themselves. This is going to fulfill us more than we can even imagine. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. But it seems as though there is some recognition, though, for those who serve who will be rewarded. Yet at the same time, in Revelation 4, it talks about when the Lamb and the Father are worshipped, that everyone casts down their crowns before them so that they receive all glory and honor. So maybe that's going to be the case, that certain people will be rewarded with crowns, and then they immediately turn them back to Jesus as the true one who deserves all glory and honor.
Which is, I think, the end result of it all, right? Mm-hmm. God gets the glory. Revelation 4:10 is a good one to check.
Yeah, so there aren't degrees of in or out, mm-hmm. right? The Bible makes it clear that you're a sheep or a goat. I tend to think of this as something like Mark said, those crowns are not for our pride or our ego or anything like that.
And we are going to turn them from God or something like that.
Yeah, and they're going to be turned right back over to the one who gave them. So I tend to think of this as something like a capacity to enjoy God. Mm. That the real blessing will be a greater capacity to enjoy God. I don't know how else to think of it, and that may not be right. That's just, I'm just a philosopher.
We're speculating.
That's how I think
about
it.
Even theologians say the same thing. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. We're speculating. We don't know, but it's going to be grand.